Hey, it's Kate.
Hey, it's Joanna.
Do you like women who laugh like Roseanne?
Do you like jumping in a pool full of lemon juice covered in paper cuts?
Do you like loading a bowl at the end of a hard day? If you answered yes to one or more of these questions, you should listen to Butt Stuff on the Journey into Comics Network.
The following is a Journey into Comics Network production.
I'm a dude who likes brews. It's time for Brews with Dudes. Ah, juicy.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of Brews with Dudes. I'm Nick, a dude, and I've got some brews with me today, as well as dudes. First time, we got a first timer for the show today, Mr. Dave Linder. Dave, you want to say hi?
How's it going, everyone? Good to be here.
It's good to be next to you. I believe we got a couple veterans here too. I think it's been a couple times since Zach's been here. So Zach, how are you doing?
A few times. I am great. Thanks for having me again.
It's good to have you. Austin, welcome back.
Yo, what's up?
And Brett.
I am back as well.
So we're going to
ready to drink some brews.
We're going to do the same old song and dance. Thank you for joining us. The first beer that we've got today, who brought this bad boy?
That would be me, Austin.
Welcome once again. If you want to tell us what the hell we're drinking, well, Brett, you pass them out. What do we got
this
here?
This is a brew by Golden Road Breweries. It's a Palisades Pineapple. It's a American wheat ale with pineapple and apricot. It's made out in Los Angeles, California.
It's very tasty.
It is tasty.
Very fruity.
It is. The can looks like what you would find in those horribly painted California houses.
It's very true.
It's I can see my finger through the beer, but you can't tell it's a finger. You know, it's not that clear, but it is pretty light.
Oh, very
yellowy,
crisp.
Very crisp.
How juicy is it, Nick?
I'm gonna give it a solid 7 on the juice scale.
It is quite juicy.
Like it's a little sweet.
It's very sweet.
It's got a sweet
very
flavor
sweet.
To it.
Yeah, that's a apricot right there at the tail end.
What's the It's an apricot. Of course it is. That's the sour that I got for today. That's really tasty. What was the ABV on it, Austin?
It's got a 4.8 ABV. And the IBAs, I have no luck finding on this.
It's not bitter at all.
Nope. No, not at all.
Nope. I bet you it's zero.
I bet it would be closer to the 20 range.
I'm digging it.
I am too.
Easily drinkable. I'm probably about done with this. I'm ready to get something different on the palate.
Very smooth.
I could drink several.
I could sit down and just drink this.
Me too.
On my really? Front porch.
I would say a good springtime beer.
I would agree with that. Definitely something you could drink on the beach.
Of California.
Yeah. I don't think it'd be my first pick coming up on the winter season, I guess.
No, I like a dark beer in
yeah,
the wintertime.
Yeah, that's nice cold me, day. Nice dark beer.
Yeah, I did choose this because last week it was all dark, heavy beers, and I felt like I wanted to bring something to lighten it up a little bit.
Yeah, it was really... Was it last week that was really dark?
Yeah.
Last time we did the all IPAs, remember?
Yeah, all IPAs, all heavy beers.
I guess that's heavy as well. I was thinking darker.
Oh, getting a little stout with it.
Getting stout. That's what the cold. Stout. That's what the cold months are for. We're gonna get into some dark beers. I know it.
I hope so.
How dark?
How dark do you want to go?
As dark as my dark. Soul.
That's pretty dark.
Real dark. I still had your soul. Next beer.
We're moving on to the next beer. We're moving right along. So, Dave, give everyone a little rundown. What do you do with your life?
What do I do with my life?
Just tell us something interesting. You don't have to tell us the mundane stuff, unless you want to make it sound super cool.
Well, I'm not very cool, but mainly I just like to get naked on stage.
My goodness, what do you do for a living? What do you mean? Are you a male dancer?
Sometimes it'd be classified as that, yes. I like to play the punk rock, and everyone knows that punk rock is better.
So before you get on stage and dance for dollar bills, you put on punk rock music?
You could say that.
Do you work here in town?
Sometimes. I go where the wind takes me.
Does dancers do guy dancers, or is it just females?
They should. They will now.
But where do you work? Where do you do this? Where do you...
Most of the time I do it here at the Doom Room.
Oh, my God.
Good God.
Well.
Good Lord Almighty. I've seen it, and I've put my arms around him while he's done it.
Yes, you have.
Multiple times.
So, I believe this is the one that I brought.
This one's.
Yes. Yes.
This is the Damascene from Tin Man Brewing Company. It's an apricot sour.
Ooh. I like Tin Man. Tin Man has some good brews out there.
Damascene apricot sour ale is a blend of traditionally soured ale and natural apricot juice. With its aroma of tart fruit and hint of lactic acid bite, the only thing better is an apricot in Damascus.
Tin Man, to put in a side note, is doing a beer school down at Knickerbocker next Thursday.
Ooh. Let's check that out.
That is very sour.
It is.
I like it. I tend to like sour beers, though.
It's way more
sour than I anticipated. I'm not sure how I feel about it yet.
Oh, that sour just makes everything so good.
Right. I've never really been one for sours, so I don't know. It's different.
They have to grow on you. When a couple weeks ago now, we went down to 450 Brewery for the Corn Maze Festival that they had. And afterwards, we drove over to Upland Brewery and went into their wood shop where they specifically make sour beers.
So we just learned about that also at the brewing school we did at the Knickerbocker.
So we went there and we got like two flights of 12 different sours, and you could taste the difference between them all. I think after that was when I was finally broken into it, because everyone I'd had just tasted like liquid Warhead.
If I may, you should try chewing it a little bit.
I do a little bit. The only time I've really had a sour I liked is a bartender recommended doing a half pint of Sam Adams Oktoberfest and a half sour mash and mixed it together, and that was really good. It gave it a really unique flavor.
I gotta say that liquid good. Warhead description just brought me back to like sixth grade, where you'd smash them and throw them in your soda or whatever it was.
Yep. I did some fucked up shit to my teeth when I was young.
But
I would put like Mountain Dew and cotton candy and just have this nasty mash and drink it.
Yeah.
Pretty fucked up shit. We would get the like Tostino's party pizzas. We'd get the cheese ones, and we put M&Ms on top of the party pizza.
Oh, you lost me.
And have chocolate pizzas. We were fucked up. We were fucked up little kids.
You sound like a guy that would really enjoy a PB&J pizza.
Mm. That does sound pretty good.
That sounds good, actually.
Mm-hmm. I'd be about that.
I don't know if I could run with that.
You don't need to run. You sit with it.
You can't run after that.
You just enjoy.
But also with that liquid Warhead description, that's not quite where I'd describe my first experiences with sours. It was just more of a really sharpness, less sour, more sharp, in exchange of the bitterness that I would normally expect in a beer, and it was kind of always off until I found that one that just set me right.
I remember the first time I had one, it was just so not what I was expecting. Because I'd never had a beer like that at all, and I just couldn't handle it. And then the next time I had it was the Skeleton Witch from Three Floyds.
On it.
And it was good. It was great.
It was great.
That was probably my favorite sour beer.
That one I actually really enjoyed just having the entire bomber to myself and slowly working through it because the flavors would just change throughout the whole bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a really good beer drinking experience.
I gotta admit, I don't recall ever having a sour beer before. And it's pretty good. It's really different. Really different, but... like, I give it a solid 7 or 8 out of 10.
I'm digging it. It's definitely different. If I wanted a beer, I probably wouldn't drink it. Because it's so sweet that it's more like a treat than it is a beer.
It's a very dessert beer.
Yeah. It doesn't give the same kind of satisfaction that a beer does.
You could sit down and eat like a chocolate amaretto pie and drink this and be perfectly fine.
Yeah, that sounds pretty amazing.
Mmm, pie.
Is there pie? Can we?
There's not pie.
Oh.
No.
Not pies with dudes?
We talked about adding salsa to the mix because we all like salsa so much.
Yeah. Hot sauce.
Yeah. Just melt our faces off.
Yes, we can.
Okay, we're moving on to beer number 3. We're having a bit of dispute as to what it is.
As we're moving to it, I gotta ask, Nick, where did you get this?
Where do you think I got it? The Bedrock Liquors.
Bedrock Liquors? Oof.
I was there before they opened today, waiting. I was like, what am I gonna get?
Something special.
I did. I got that, and then... I got more Lord Hobo. Remember the Boom Sauce?
Oh, that's good stuff.
I got some more of it. Not the Boom Sauce. I got something else of theirs.
Ooh, good.
I'm excited to get into that. So we really beat around the bush when I asked you about what you do. And Dave is a punk rock
He's a punk
vocalist.
Rock.
Aspiring stripper.
He does amateur stuff with his band, Yesterday's Chips.
Yeah, just on the weekends.
Not making a living off it yet. It's more of a hobby at this point.
Just look at that.
Eventually.
Pour out of the bottle.
It's not easy to just sell your body.
It's very
especially
true.
When you look like us.
Especially me. I'm gross.
You're beautiful, Dave.
Aw, thanks.
You notice straight out of the bottle, it just looks more like it has a little bit of a red hue.
Would you agree? A little bit red? A little red tinge, would you say?
I'm seeing it. It's a golden.
And this is the what?
Well.
The Blood Axe?
This is Eric Blood Axe from Scarlet Lane Brewing Company. It is a Braggart IPA.
Interesting.
Rude. No one likes a Braggart.
It's got an ABV of 11%.
Okay.
Ooh.
I guess we're moving in for the kill.
All right.
Group boys, gulp.
Cheers. Ooh, that's strong.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's something.
I don't know.
I don't know if it's
just from drinking the sour beforehand or what, but it's got some odd flavor right off the bat for my first swig.
I feel like this is one of the beers I tried at that corn maze I spoke of. Anybody else got anything they want to throw in on this?
It tastes like red and ambery, just like its coloring.
Absolutely.
It does not taste like an IPA like it said it was.
No. I'm definitely getting the red.
Was there a description on that bottle of possibly what they brewed it with?
Let's give a...
Brewed it with flesh and blood.
Brewed with real honey and blood orange.
That's what it is.
About right.
I'm digging the bottle.
Which now, as soon as I read blood orange,
yeah,
that flavor is immediately what I was tasting. It's just not something I expected. I didn't read it. I just saw that it was a limited release or a special release, so I picked it up.
It's not bad by any means. It's just a little stronger than what we've been having.
It's really tasty.
I don't normally like IPAs, but it's not too bad.
I'm definitely getting Getting that amber you spoke of.
You know, I really like IPAs, and this is one I can say I'm not a very big fan of. I don't know why.
It's the honey. It's very upfront, and it really...
I don't get any honey flavor from it, personally. Really? Yeah, I get... I don't get a dry bitter, which I get with most IPAs, but the grapefruit just has this very... It leaves an aftertaste in my mouth that I'm just not a fan of.
I see where you're coming from. I'm in the middle about it. It's going down just fine, but...
Yeah, going down very smooth. The honey's very up front, so the blood orange doesn't pick up on the back like I want it to.
I almost wish they would have gone a little bit less on the honey. Just a little bit.
That's how I feel.
Like you say, it's in your face. It tastes good, but it's almost too much. I want to taste more than just the honey.
Yeah. The honey definitely gives it like a thickness to the flavor, but the beer itself is not thick or heavy.
See that?
What else do we got on the docket? We've done two apricot beers now. One of them was definitely light. The other one was very sour.
I think next is this one I have from Summit. It's called the Saga. It's like a kiwi wheat ale out of Minnesota, St. Paul, Minnesota. I think that one will be next on the menu.
Delicious. Got a couple different options for our final bomber of the day. Today is a very, very busy day for us. We did some super nerding beforehand where we played some Dungeons and Dragons. We did that all morning. And then... here we are now. We're knocking this bad boy out. And
I'm
after
very
this,
jealous, Nick, by the way.
I know you are. I know you are. Father Dave.
Father Dave. I'm a father now.
You're the one that brought us into this D&D world. Aww. You birthed the interest.
Burbed it.
And then we've got a show here, rocking in the basement tonight.
About 2 hours away.
It's coming up. This is a good pregame.
Solid pregame.
Put us right where we need to be.
Because at the Doom Room, we pregame harder than you party.
Every single time.
Trademarked.
Like that plug there.
We're all about plugging here.
Good.
If I'm being honest. Nice t-shirt you got there, Austin. Why don't you tell us about it?
Oh, it's a Metal at Market Square 2017 t-shirt.
That nice.
Picked up at the... Halloween bash.
Wow, that's pretty
Market
awesome.
Square, what's that? What is that?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It looks like it's a cornucopia of what looks to be super awesome bands, and I can only ascertain that it's going on down at Market Square. And as I'm looking to the backside of Austin, don't ask why. I see all these sponsors, and I see a couple venues that I can only assume maybe they're the ones hosting. It looks like Carnahan Hall and the North End Pub, previously known as Jerry Lee's Pub. That looks pretty neat. I think there's a... I'm wondering if this episode will be out by the time that the third event of the series happens, which is Saturday, November 18th, with Yesterday's Chips, Boner Jovi.
These guys are awesome.
Boner Jovi, as well as Turboner in the Ninth Circle Symphony.
Oh, yeah!
So it's gonna be sticky. There's gonna be a lot of shenanigans. I'm sure.
That sounds like there's a lot of boners packed into that night.
Oh, there will be a lot of boners.
It'll be phallic, I think is one word I would use to describe it. It'll be going hard. Let's just go there.
Going hard.
All right, Zach, why don't you give us an idea of what we are getting ready to drink on?
All right, so if I remember the description correctly, because there's not a description on the bottle. Hi, Isis. Blend of kiwi. It's a wheat ale, as I said. It was with a taste of kiwi, and I believe there was something else, a little bit, maybe more apricot, something along the lines, but it's a little fruity. And let's go ahead and give it a taste.
You heard the man.
Group goal. It's all right. It's not bad.
I'm about it. I like the first taste. I'm willing to go in for a second.
It's a good sign.
It's got a nice golden hue.
Face. I wish you all could see this right now.
Oh my goodness. That was a negative reaction.
Mm-mm. Nope.
You don't think so?
This is going to be the beer on the bottom of my list today.
Ooh.
We're not even done yet.
So did Zach really tell us much about it? Or was there not much to say?
It says,
no, as I said, there wasn't really much on the bottle. However, I read from the package that it came in. It said it had a blend of kiwi, and it was it's a brewery out of St. Paul, Minnesota. Don't recall the exact name of the brewery right now. Yeah, Minnesota. But they said it had a blend of kiwi, and it was a wheat ale. Other than that, don't quite...
I believe it's a pale ale.
Is it a pale ale?
It's an IPA.
Ah, well, I stand corrected. I apologize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is Summit Saga IPA.
Yeah, just like it says right on the fucking bottle. Yeah, thanks.
Yep. You're welcome.
No problem, Zach. We're here to help you out.
Like Austin, I am not digging it either.
No.
I think I'm done drinking.
Shall we do, I'm going to say pour it down the drain, and by that, I mean we all just chug them real quick.
Just drink it.
Nope.
Come on, Austin. It's a new idea. Let's do it.
A new idea.
Bad beer. Just drink it quick.
Throw it down the drain. Here we go.
Cheers, boys.
Three.
Down the drain.
Two. One.
That was a bad idea.
You can't all right. Always have winners.
All right. There it was. Four episodes deep, we had to just get one out of there.
Congratulations, Zach. You brought the first beer we had to throw down the drain.
Hey, there's a first for everything.
All right. Ugh. We're scooting right along. We've only got, we got two more beers and no.
I think we do have two more beers.
Two more beers.
Just two more. Okay, what else do
and
we got?
The champion.
Who has yet to bust their beer up?
I'm up next.
So, you say there's a show tonight, is that correct?
There's a show tonight at the Doom Room, yes.
Who's all coming to play?
Tonight is Xenophonic, Orpheus, Lenore Cult, and...
Oh, I love that.
From Cities Above.
There you go.
For the record, everyone can attest that I didn't have to look it up. I just had to think really hard.
It's true. Witnessed.
Observed.
Very proggy.
So, no, it's going to be a mix between... I'm not even going to try to describe these four bands. They're very different.
Yep. All right.
Very different. Lots of different things going on. Who brought this bad boy?
That would be me. This
Dave
is
Linder?
Nitro Vanilla Porter.
I picked this in the refrigerator when I first got here and got really excited to taste it.
I'm pretty excited for it.
I'm a huge fan of porters, so when I saw this,
like
I had to get it.
Porters. Well, I'll be honest. The last nitro beer I had from Guinness wasn't that impressive. I was actually pretty disappointed with it.
Is this from Guinness?
No. I was just giving an example.
No. Breckenridge. I didn't even look at who made it.
I don't believe I have had... I think I've had one beer from there, but I don't remember what it was. It was not this. It smells amazing.
Ooh, yes it does.
Very good.
I am...
Gonna give us a rundown on this?
Toss about it a little bit.
I need the can... it is a beer.
Good.
Vanilla porter with
get back.
I'm not good at this.
It's okay, man. It's just reading a can.
That's why I said I'm not good at it. It's a nitro charged, silky smooth, and a word.
Was it sessionable? Was
sessionable. Sessionable is the word.
Great. That's good enough for us, Dave. I won't
Sorry,
ask
I'm
you
not
to,
good at this.
I won't ask you
good
to
aroma.
Read anymore. But I'm digging it. I'm
really
digging
good
it quite a bit.
I haven't even tasted it yet.
This was actually says to open and wait 5 seconds before you pour. And Brett was actually on it.
It was open for a good second. It was. Yeah. I have to say, though, I'm not a fan of nitro beers. I've had this beer out of the bottle, and it's not nitro in the bottle, and it was much better than drinking this one, which
it
is nitro charged on the can. Yeah, it does.
It does taste
fine. Nitros just sit weird in my stomach sometimes. So, Zach, you said you had a nitro from Guinness. I believe all Guinness is nitro. I believe they bottle and keg everything nitrous.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
This one has a specific label on it that said nitro.
I believe they all will. Like, there was a nitro IPA.
Okay.
Is that the one you're talking about?
Probably.
It's gross.
Which is
it's
disgusting.
Bad. It's bad.
It's flat.
Absolutely disgusting.
Yep. So I mean, I don't know. Tasting this one, it does taste flat, and I've had it out of the can, and it was leagues better, or not out of the can, out of the bottle, and it was leagues better out of the bottle than out of the can.
I don't think I've had any other version of it, but I bet if it had a little bit more of a kick to it. Because I think I just had another nitro beer a couple weeks ago, and I've only had it a couple times before that. But I always get the same kind of flat taste.
Nitro beer on tap is a lot better than a canned nitro beer.
I would agree to that.
If you put nitro on your beer tap while you're pouring beers at the bar, it gives it a much better fuller flavor,
yes.
Like, because the nitro is supposed to charge all the particles and stuff into it, and it'll supposed to enhance the flavor instead of, as we're getting from the canning, it flattens it a little. I am enjoying the flavor. The flavor is very good.
Yeah.
It's very enjoyable.
I would agree.
The
flavor is very good. I gotta say, the flatness of it's kind of turning me off. It's not, I don't know.
There's probably a more scientific term that we're not thinking of. Words. Maybe we're just not sophisticated enough to understand the taste of a canned nitro beer. I'm willing to accept that we're a little slow.
I gotta interrupt right now and say it's so weird seeing Dave holding a microphone with a shirt on.
It's pretty weird for me as well. Let me tell you.
It doesn't happen.
I'm not used to that.
Ever.
He actually has two shirts on, so it's just boggling. Boggling.
It's a big mind fuck.
I wish you'd take the undershirt off and just wear the top shirt. That'd be perfect. That'd be perfect.
I wish we had thought of that.
Only if you asked nicely.
Do I have to?
Now you know what it's going to take for you to come back on the show. You best walk through that door shirtless.
I mean, that's what it takes. I'll do what it takes.
We're very easy.
We all need an entrance.
That's true. That's what we should start doing. Having like WWE style entrances. I'm like, coming through the door next. We've got David the Body Linder.
Dibs on Stone Cold's theme.
I am a real American. That would be excellent. That would be great. I think we're about ready for the final beer.
The final beer.
The final beer. We're scooting right along, guys.
Oh, I should finish my beer before I get
probably
more beer.
Should. That's kind of a key element into moving on to the next beer. Unless you're just going to double fist it all night.
I am not opposed to double fisting anything at all.
Ooh,
ever.
Ooh.
So, David, Linder,
yes, Austin,
the real American man.
I try to be.
It's been a while. How have you been, sir?
I've been good. I work a lot. That's the only downside of being this American, is I have to work.
You're just so blue collared.
A real American,
very blue
working man, David Linder, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, shucks.
Don't you get all teary-eyed on me already.
I'm gonna.
Who doesn't like a nice little silent break? Are we tossing in one more?
We're tossing in one more.
Well, look at everyone's Ooh. Just flipping the script on me.
Well,
all right.
We got a almost silent couch guy that brought a beer too that we fluttered in for the first start of the night.
This is true.
Did we give him an intro?
We did not. It's been silent couch guy the whole time. All
right, so we've had so we're sitting over here on the let's call it the southeastern side of the room, and on the other side, the western side of the room, we've got Mr. Creed chilling out. He's just sitting there. He's been giving us his 2 cents. It's been hilarious since he's so far away. He's got to do extra dramatic gestures to get our attention. So when that it was like 2 beers ago, it was so bad. I see him over there dying on the couch. He's just like.
That was that nitro beer.
Yeah, he wasn't about the nitro, I guess. So
it was very good acting.
The first two y'all did before, the sour and that pineapple.
The sour and that pineapple, that'll be good mixed together.
That would be good.
I believe so.
Ooh. We gotta try that. Making some beer cocktails. Wouldn't be the first time it's been done.
Beer tails.
Beer blending is a thing. It's not something I've really gotten into, but...
It's something I could get into.
We could try. It's never too late.
Thinking about some Miller Lite and then Coors Original.
I second that idea. I definitely second that idea.
Throw in some margarita mix and we're halfway to a party.
You've got something fabulous you're about to produce. Okay, people are going to go crazy for that.
Austin, you want to tell them the story about the margarita on tap?
Whoa.
Oh.
A draft margarita.
Oh. Wow. That was part of how I lost half my weekend last weekend.
Okay.
So I had a buddy come into town to go hang out with another buddy of ours.
Your fiance.
Yes, my fiance Braxton. he came into town and the two of us ended up over at Kyle Christman's, the drummer for Gorgasm and Sarcophagy. And we ended up there just drinking and hanging out, having a good time, catching up and yada yada. But at some time in the night, tequila got involved because
that
Kyle
leads to weird things.
5/5 of tequila because they were on sale for $9.99 a piece.
That sounds like something Kyle would do.
So he loaded up, so as soon as we started drinking, he was unloading it on his friends.
Wow.
So, we got smashed.
Yeah, of course.
And then the next day we get up, surprised it's actually 1 p.m. and not earlier like we thought it should be. So we decided to go out for breakfast, and we decided to go to Copacetic, a newer brewery over in Monticello, because they're supposed to have good food and... It's a brewery, so you go.
Right. I remember because I got the invite for that.
Yeah. So we ended up not drinking any beer.
I feel like you didn't get the invite for that.
That's neither here nor there. Continue.
But before we can order our drinks, we are notified that they have margaritas on tap.
Yeah, they're legit, I'm sure.
So it turned into we're just getting breakfast.
Does Copacetic even make their own beer?
They do. It's one of the brewmasters from Peoples.
Oh, that's good.
Left and went to open his own.
Isis
is disturbing Mr. Nick Maxson while he's trying to enjoy his.
She is beer. Giving my elbow a shower.
But, yeah, Copacetic was opened by the former brewmaster from People's Brewing Company.
Interesting. What are we drinking here?
What are we drinking here?
This is Zoco Vesa. It's from Stone Brewing Company. And the first episode I was here for Brews with Dudes, I also had one from Stone Brewing Company. It was an IPA, though. This one is an Imperial Stout inspired by Mexican hot chocolate. And it says it's brewed with cocoa, coffee, peppers, vanilla, cinnamon, and nutmeg. and it is rich and tasty.
It is amazing.
It is. It looks like you're pouring motor oil that's been in your car for 2 years too long, and then you get that first sip, and it just has so many flavors at once that it's almost overwhelming.
It's so good. So you can taste everything. You read off every one of those, and I tasted it all.
I like the taste of the cocoa.
Yeah, it's very. There's it really lots of does. Cocoa.
Yeah, it's super good.
It's probably my favorite, actually.
It's very tasty.
Very.
I believe this is the third time we have had a Stone beer on the show.
I've never been disappointed by Stone Brewing Company.
Me neither. They're killing it.
They're one of my really solids.
We had the Vengeful Spirit. Uh-huh. We had the 1031. And then now we've had this one. It's the
Zocovesa.
I think it's Choco.
Is it Chocovesa?
I think that's how they pronounce. I think that's how it's supposed to be.
Is that
pronounced.
Chocovesa? I'm sorry. That is Chocovesa.
Let's get the guy with some Chocovesa. Spanish heritage to properly say it into a mic.
He agreed with me. He agreed with me. Chocovesa. It's good stuff. It's real good. It is. Good job, Stone. You're 3 for 3 on Brews with Dudes. Let's give him a quick round of applause. Yee 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 yee. Not right into the mic, guys. Damn. You gotta pull away.
Gee.
Yeah, pull out. These pick up the yees real good. It hits the spot.
Them prominent yees.
Mm.
That was for
the Chocovesa. Right. That was good. Who brought that one? Congrats, Brett. That was good
job.
That was excellent.
Solid brew, Brett.
It's a whopping like $19 a six pack.
It deserves
fucking,
to be.
It's fucking expensive, and it's worth it.
Where'd you get it?
From Eastway Liquors over Greenbush and 52 Sagamore Parkway. There, they have a wide variety of good beer. They do, honestly.
Yeah, they're expensive though.
It's worth it. As Creed says, he thinks they're a little expensive, but I mean, I see most of their beers are comparable to most other places in town, and plus with the selection, I mean, if I were to find this, I think I saw it at Penguin Liquors as well, and it was the same price. But I mean, wow. Penguin doesn't have shit for selection.
Yeah, Eastway Liquors
has a wall.
Brought up on one of the previous Brews with Dudes as to having a widening selection.
Oh yeah,
that is quite surprising.
I'm accepting of it.
This is so good. This is really good.
Yes. I'm gonna have to stop over by the Eastway next time I need to go get beer. I've been doing the Bedrock.
Bedrock is a solid go.
It is. It's always got something good for me.
Speaking of Bedrock and Flintstones and that sort of sense, I'm looking forward to the new 450 North release.
Fruity Pebbles?
Yes.
Yeah, they look great. They look real good. I wanted some of that grape jam. Looked like the Space Jam.
Mm-hmm.
That looked great.
Looked grape?
Huh?
I'm gonna grape you in the mouth.
Grape you and grape you.
I'm gonna tie you to a radiator and grape you in the mouth.
Oh my god.
It's too much. I think it's too much.
What do you mean that's
hashtag
too much?
#WKUK. All credit to those crazy fucking bastards.
If you haven't seen it, go watch it.
Are we about ready for the final beer of the night?
The final beer?
Finish it.
It's the final brew.
We have to have the champion, Brett.
Oh, do we?
Yep. On Brews with Dudes, we like to finish up strong with a nice bomber. Today, we've got the Floyd Division India Pale Ale 3.
Nice.
I have enjoyed iterations 1 and 2. So, of course, I had to get the third one.
Indeed.
I'm excited to share this brew with you dudes.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad to be here.
I'm excited that you had decided to share that with us. Because I have had the first two Floyd Divisions.
I don't know if we've done much Three Floyds. I don't think we've done any Three Floyds.
I don't yet. Think so.
It feels like a stigma. Like we're like, no, we can't drink Three Floyds.
I feel like
they're too good.
I feel like most Three Floyds have been oversaturated into the craft beer market that, well, around here.
It's good beer.
It's good beer, but around here, it's definitely one of those. If you're just getting into craft beer, you're going nuts about Three Floyds before you realize what else is out there. Not to put down on them, because they make very good beer.
And accessible beer.
No, and I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that. Three Floyds was one of the first ones that got me into craft beers. And since then, I've found so many other things.
So bravo to you, Three Floyds. You are the gateway drug to better beer. It's been fun, guys. I feel like we blasted through it pretty quick, but yeah. I guess we're doing all right.
We've done quite a few beers tonight.
This is a record. I think this is 6 beers we're doing.
Seven.
The
champion.
Seven. Yeah. So this is a record. Oh shit! And oh, Creed shit. Has put down a glass. He's not just drinking what's left in the can. He is part of it.
It's the last bottle, so I had to.
All right, Creed, pull the table back. Get up here.
Come on, get up here.
You're not a dude on the couch anymore. You're part of the crew. You're a dude.
Come,
hold on. Honorary dude.
I am the dude on the couch, but I'm being on the table now.
Just for one beer.
Just for one beer.
It's okay.
I'm going to cry. It's comfortable.
Come join us. Be mildly uncomfortable.
Many times you hooked it up, you had to read the instructions.
I had to read the instructions. Yep. Usually I just leave it to somebody else, but I figured, hey.
It's like my technician's not here today.
I know. That's why I needed to step my game up. Let's all have a quick moment of silence for Dr. Dongo. This is our test run for the first time running without him. So
I love him.
Here's to Dr. Dongo, everybody. That's quite enough.
He's all right. Actually dead, though.
No, he's not dead. He's just not dead. He's just not here tonight. So let's. One goes out to Dr. Dongo.
Dongo. He's dead to our listeners tonight because he's not here.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, damn.
That's really good. Wow, that's really good.
I'm kind of worried about sitting next to Zach now with that kind of reaction.
Yeah.
He said, oh, damn.
Hand check, Zachary. Come on.
Dare I say high score?
Leave him alone.
Ooh, did you make score? Your hand? Hey, that beer
oh,
made us
God, high sweat. Score.
Ooh.
That's really good stuff.
I really like this.
Me too.
I had not bought this one yet. I've had a couple.
Those citrus really Floyds cut bombers. Into you.
I've had a couple Three Floyds bombers, and this is one I haven't had. This one was on sure. the list, and I still have not had the Crack in the Sky.
The
Mastodon brew. Well, I'm not saying I haven't done that or don't do it on a daily basis, but I have not drank Three Floyds Crack in the Sky, which is the Mastodon brew.
That's really good stuff. I've got one sitting in the old closet waiting for Mr. Corey, the Cookie Monster Guilford. Maybe we can get him on for an episode here soon and we can have that be the master beer. But he said he doesn't want to drink it unless Tex is on board. And that would be a momentous episode, having Corey and Tex.
Very special episode.
That'd be a very weeby episode.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Does that mean we need to get...
You would have to try to get all of Weedby on board for an episode. That'd be pretty cool.
A whole Weedby episode?
That's a whole new concept that we never even thought of. Imagine getting all of the chips on an episode.
Ooh. Well, one of the chips doesn't drink.
They're gonna we'll get them to.
All right.
There's other bands that would want to do it.
All he has to do
fucking...
is taste the beer and say he doesn't like it.
They're straight edge. I'm saying it. Besides Dave, just a bunch of straight edge kids.
That's true. We're all straight edge. That's all we do.
We're going to have to make Mike drink.
He'll drink, but he'll complain about it for a week.
Yep.
Well, that's going to be part of the specialness of that episode.
That'd be the fun episode, because they're just bitching the whole time. We're like, moving on to the next one. Like, I hate this one, too. Like, great.
And they just, I like that. It'd be a good episode. I like
right.
that.
You and I are the only ones that actually enjoy it.
That's like most things in my life.
Well, let's start the rundown. We're gonna go through and look at all the beers that we had today. We're gonna decide which ones were our favorites, and if you feel like it, go ahead and say which one that fell at the bottom of the list for you. That is an impressive list, guys. I'm pretty proud of that. Also, wanted to give a quick shout out. This is the I today put in a subscription for what is called Craft X, which is a beer subscription where once a month they'll send you 12 beers from two different breweries. So I want to give a shout out to those guys because we're going to start. We'll have an episode a month where we are doing the Craft X box and we're trying all the beers from those breweries. So I'm pretty excited about that. Pretty excited to have Dave on board. I'm excited to have all you guys on one more time.
I was happy earlier when you told me Dave was coming. Doing D&D.
Oh, yeah.
I was pretty happy.
D&D.
Super happy to be on here again.
Oh, yeah.
Always a pleasure, Nick.
As Creed said, it's a lot of beer on an empty stomach. We just smashed some wings right before.
We did. That's seven. We had seven beers.
Yep.
So we're not going to start with Austin because he totally disappointed me last time I started with him. Zach, you got a good view right there. What was your favorite beer of the night?
If I had to take one, I would probably say I really like the Floyd Division. I really, really like the Floyd Division 3.
I would agree. I really, really like the Floyd Division.
If I had to say that there was one that I didn't like the most, it would probably be the Nitro beer. The Saga was a close second. I was very disappointed in the one that I had picked out. However, the Nitro was just super flat, not that good in my opinion. Like, almost terrible.
So you go in Floyd Division with number one and the Nitro at last.
Yeah, yeah. Final choice.
All right. Dave, give us your rundown. What was your number one for the night?
The number one is, I'm going to butcher how it's pronounced, but the Chocovesa is probably my favorite. And my least favorite was definitely the Saga. That was god awful.
It was a little too ridiculous.
It was ridiculous indeed.
Gross. Nasty.
I feel like that's a wrong word
Brett,
for that.
Give us the rundown.
If I had to go with my least favorite, it would probably be the Sour. It wasn't bad, but it's not something that I see a pint can in front of me, and if I were to open that up and drink it myself, I'd have a stomach ache at the end of it.
It's very sweet. It was very sweet.
So that's just not for me. It's probably tied with the Breckenridge, even though if the Breckenridge was the vanilla porter, if it was in the bottle, would be better. And I think I should bring it sometime if I find it, because it is a lot better. Number one, though, would have to be the Chocovesa. I've recently started getting into darks, and that one was just so good on every point. From first sniff to last taste in your mouth was fantastic.
I would agree. The Chocovesa was out of nowhere. I wasn't expecting that. It was delicious.
I'm glad I was able to bring it.
Creed, you want to give us final judgment? Did you try them all?
My final judgment would be, number one, be the Choco.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm going to surprise y'all with this one. I did like the Saga.
The Saga?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. All right. That was the Brecken, the Summit, the Summon. Austin, final judgment?
I think I already told you what my number one was going to be earlier in this podcast. Didn't I?
I believe you did mention which one you thought you were going to say was the best, but let's revisit it.
Go ahead and repeat it.
It was the
Sour.
The Masking, yeah. He likes the Sour.
That's really got to be my number one. My least favorite? Can we all say it together?
Nitro.
No, he's going to say Saga.
The Saga.
Oh, wow.
He's like, nope, fucking hate this.
You commented on his face and said that face is a...
He immediately was putting the hands up, saying, not about it.
I feel like Austin and I have bonded more tonight because of that.
Yeah, my face said not at it before even my hand, even...
The shared hate.
No, that Nitro was
not bad.
The nitro set my taste buds on like a bucket.
The only thing bad about the nitro is the fact that I don't think it holds well in cans with nitro. Maybe
I think it was just too.
Because, like I said, I used to. There had been a couple times I'd ordered the Breckenridge Vanilla Porter when I saw it out, and it's not on nitro in the bottles, and it was fantastic in the bottle.
Yeah, no, I liked the Breckenridge. It had a good. Smooth flavor to it is just the nitro itself took away from it, but I couldn't hold the nitro against the beer. The Saga by Summit was just a bad beer.
Wow, putting it on strong. It was a little too much.
I totally agree.
I'm gonna give it a tie for top between the Chuckalvesa and the Foley Division, and I'm gonna go with the Saga as well.
Oh, you suck.
I'm going to go with the Saga. I'm trying not to hold the nitro against the porter. If it wasn't nitro or in a bottle, I think I would have liked it, but I couldn't get down on the Saga.
Okay,
so.
I got a question real quick. How many Saga beers are left? Because I got them.
You're all about
none. Zero, I believe.
There's zero we drank.
I believe there are zero. I think there was only two brought. Damn. But yeah, no, with the vanilla porter, you could still get the flavor of the porter. It's just the consistency was off because of the nitro storage.
So we're down, just maybe not with the nitro, guys. You need to figure that out. So, all right, I think we've come to the end of episode 4. It was super awesome having all you guys on. I appreciate it. We should give a quick shout out to Journey into Comics Network for hosting us.
Most definitely.
Super cool dudes. Give one more quick shout out to Dongo for all the help that he's put forth up until this moment. Up until I figured out how to fly without him.
I still love him.
The sun.
We still love you, Dongo, but I don't need your wings no more.
Peacock, you gotta let me fly.
Oh, peacocks my don't God.
Fly. Peacocks actually do fly, just a little bit, though.
I'm just like hover.
We're still working on the blog that I've talked about a couple times. That's going to be coming soon, I promise. Better than that, let's give another quick shout out to the 400 people who've liked the page. I think we've only released two episodes. Or
so
three.
So it's up to 400 now?
Up to 400 with two episodes released. So episode 3 comes out this week.
Last episode we just recorded, it was 274. So that is a major jump.
We're moving. People are watching. People
but
are
then
listening.
Now, as of last week, before that episode was recorded, only one episode was out. So now there's two. So it's
we're getting there.
That's exciting.
And I know, you know, it's only been 4 episodes deep, and the next one's 5. So I feel like we should celebrate. You know, it's only 5 episodes, but I feel like we should do like what do we do?
Let's
7.
Wait to 10.
Like we should go for 10. We're gonna go. We'll wait for 10.
We definitely did
10 beers. 10 beers at 10 shows.
We definitely did more.
There we go.
We definitely did more beers this show than we had
have like
any others that I believe, because I was only here for the first one. But I think we only had 4 beers for 4 people.
No, we did the champion too. So we definitely have done 5.
The 4 beers plus
the bomber.
This
is the first time we've done 7.
Last episode was
be 6 bomber.
Was a short throw, but it still went long.
Yeah, it did. We have a way of just going on and on and on.
Oh my God. I'm really fucking buzzing right now.
Yeah, we all are buzzing a little bit. So we're going to leave you with that. Thanks again for listening to Brews with Dudes, and we will see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-yee-y